Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Today, we come to David's last psalm, and David goes out with a bang. Psalm 145 has a celestial high view of God's glory. Listen, Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day, I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Wow. David goes out with a bang, praising God's greatness and his comprehensive care for creation. This is the A to Z of unceasing praise as David marvels at how one generation passes the praise baton to the next so that humanity never stops glorifying their God. And the baton is now in our hands, friends. As I meditate on Psalm 145, I ask myself, Joel, where is your wonder meter at? How amazed by the Almighty are you? Is God your primary joy and glory? A.W. Tozer once wrote, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." What do you think about that? God, the glorious, uncreated one who stands outside of time and space. He created and placed men, you and me, in a material world. And we have a brief moment in it before eternity comes. And whether we live as those spellbound by his greatness, or if we don't, means everything. God hardwired us to glorify him and to enjoy him forever. So what happens when we short-circuit? When thoughts of God are low, the inevitable alternative is a high view of man. If we don't live for God, we will begin living for ourselves. And as we begin to think and live as functional atheists, we begin to malfunction. Listen to John Piper. If you don't see the greatness of God, then all the things that money can buy become very exciting. If you can't see the sun, you will be impressed with a street light. If you've never felt thunder and lightning, you'll be impressed with fireworks. And if you turn your back on the greatness and majesty of God, you'll fall in love with a world of shadows and short-lived pleasures. Friends, as our wonder meters drop to negligible levels, we will find our eyes more and more fixed on created things that don't last, and then our lives become a short-lived scramble after ever-diminishing pleasures. So Joel, what do we do? Well, friends, we need to stoke the flames, the embers in our hearts of the wonder of God, to cultivate in us awe over the great God who is the source of all joy. And Psalm 145 is a great start. 21 white-hot verses that compel us to praise God. Read, memorize, and meditate on passages of that place you and I will one day stand, the heavenly throne room. Think of Isaiah 6 or read Revelation 4, where stunning angels fall down and ceaselessly worship Almighty God. Consider Isaiah 40, where God measures all the oceans in the palm of His hand. I can't even hold a tablespoon in mine without spilling it. Oh, and then God calls out the starry hosts, and these super giants march out one by one before the greater one who has named them all. And friend, when you're absolutely overwhelmed at the infinitude of your glorious God, then turn to the gospel accounts, where this same God takes up the humble posture of a peasant baby, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into our time and space to meet us gentle and lowly, and to offer His life on the cross as a ransom for us. And why did He do it? Why did God die? So that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for Him. 2 Corinthians 5:15. So let's praise God over the wonder of that. My friends, remember who you are and who you belong to.